Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. The first order of business this evening will be the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda for this evening?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the agenda circulated.
Have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve this evening's agenda as circulated. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next will be the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting.
So moved.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Burrell.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time and place for the conduct of public hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion, those hearings will be conducted as follows. The application will be announced, and the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. It's not necessary that you speak in order to register your approval or disapproval, as the board will ask for a show of hands. Direct questioning of witnesses is not permitted. If you do have a question, it must be directed to the board, and the board will then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once the testimony has been concluded, the public hearing is closed, and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you may call the board's office in the morning for the results. And for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a pager or a cell phone, we would appreciate it if you would turn that off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Burrell. First case, please.
First case, 9741, James T. and Carol L. Coran, north of Road 341, east of Road 341B, being Lot 222 within Dogwood Acres Development. They're seeking a variance from the front yard setback requirement. You're asking for a 7-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard, is that correct? Okay. Place your right hand, state your full name and address.
Carol L. Curran. My address is 108 Dorothy Drive, Bear, Delaware. Okay. But I also reside at 30878 Peppers Creek Road, Dagsboro.
Okay. Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct, the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
All right.
Good evening.
Hi. Well, I have this lot in Dogwood Acres, and we pulled the permits, built it as the homeowner, and measured incorrectly from the front of the house. So I need a 7-foot variance for the front.
You say you pulled the permit yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Did you do the building yourself?
No. Not me personally, but yes, family members and other people, yes.
In other words, you didn't have a professional move it. You did it yourself, your family.
Yes.
How did you come about coming up short?
Well, we measured from the street.
Then you found out there was property lines, right?
Correct.
Did you have a survey done?
Yes, but I was told all I needed was corner markers. And that's all we did was the corner markers. But I didn't measure from the corner marker.
Did you have a copy of the survey with you?
No, I don't.
So You just built the deck or the whole house?
The whole house.
Okay. So it wasn't just the deck, okay.
Oh, no, it was from the ground up.
All right. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? McCabe?
No, sir.
No.
I guess I have one. How did you determine that you were in violation to the county?
Yeah, after the house was finished and they came out and did the
final
for your CO
setbacks. Yeah.
All right. Mr. Mills?
You have a temporary certificate certificate of occupancy?
No, I don't.
Okay, so you're waiting for this to?
Yes.
Further questions, Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I'd like to move we approve case number 9741, as I don't believe it'll alter the central character of the neighborhood. There's been many variances granted on that street and in that development.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe with a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 9741. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, ma'am.
Case number 90.